Hi, this is Rod Lucas. So radio presenting is something you think you might want to go into. Lots of people do, of course, from all walks of life and at all ages. It may be just terrestrial FM or AM radio you're interested in doing, or DAB. You might want to do some podcasting too, which uses the same professional techniques as is used in normal conventional radio, if you will, like that. So the most interesting thing that you need to think about before you even step and think about taking a course with me is, do I really want to get into this kind of business? You've got to be prepared to take the knocks and the ups and the downs. When they're high, they're very high. When they're low, as in everything in show business, they can be very, very low. So the most important thing is, am I ready to sit in front of a microphone for 4 hours every day, or up to 4 hours every day, maybe for 6 days a week? You know, being creative is great on an ad hoc basis, but when you're being asked to perform every single day for up to 4 hours, or maybe 3 hours every day, including Saturdays, 6 days a week can be pretty hard. How do you feel about playing music that you don't really like playing? How many times can you take playing Madonna in 4 minutes? Those are interesting questions. I mean, you won't have too much of a say in most radio stations here in the UK anyhow on what you're going to play. You know, that will be decided for you. So, you know, do you really want to be playing other people's music? That's what I don't like about British music radio personally, is that DJs are often asked to play tunes which they might like, but it isn't their own choice. It's been pre-programmed. So you've got to take that in mind. You need to be creative. Whether you're doing music radio or talk radio, you've got to be different. It's called the USP, your unique selling point, and you've got to have one of those. Otherwise, you just become some kind of faceless presenter. You've got to be able to reach out and touch people. That is the most important thing as far as communication is concerned. And if you think you can get hold of that and get a good grasp of what's required, then you should do a radio course, and I'll take you through everything you'll need to know. The big picture stuff, how to get into the business, and of course, how to operate a mixing desk. You know, make sure you're not fading up the wrong buttons and the wrong switches and all that. But the most interesting thing is that if you want to get into the business, then it is possible for you to gain entry into it. It is not easy. At any level, it's not easy. If you want to be on a community station or a larger commercial station, you know, there's always a lot of competition. But whatever level you want to do it, it is possible to attain, whatever age you are. But you do need to learn the fundamentals. Maybe some digital tape editing, along with mixing a desk, how to create programs, how to interview, how to talk to people on the phone, and all the stuff that you hear presenters doing. Those are the most important points, and these are areas that I go through in music and talk programming. And I do see some people who want to do just speech programming, whether it's for terrestrial radio, as in interviews and features on a news site, or whether people maybe like yourself who want to create podcasts. It's that ability to put it all together, operate a mixing desk, and do the speaking, and play music that perhaps you might not like that's being chosen by somebody else. If you still feel you want to perform, and that's your thing, then give me a ring or email. Thank you for listening, and whatever you do, don't press the wrong button. Ooh.